If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're tuned to The Drive on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson, and this is The Drive. It's time for the fantasy football focus, and as it is Wednesday, we'll take a look around the league at who is in and who is out in the early portions of practice. A roster move in Cleveland, Matt. Anthony Schwartz goes on to IR with a concussion. The team claimed Jalen Darden off waivers from the Bucs, so he'll take over that
go route guy, return guy. Small but fast.
Schwartz is bigger than him, though.
He is. I mean, he's not the typical track guy. I mean, he's 6'1", 195 or something like that. Yeah, but neither one's a huge factor, but they could be a big play for Watson or something like that. You know, right?
Yeah.
May the Schwartz be with you.
May the Schwartz be with you. Christian Darrisaw, the good offensive tackle with the Vikings, was a limited participant Wednesday. He's in concussion protocol. So that's the first step in the concussion protocol. I'm returning from that. They play the Lions this week, and what could be a
high-scoring
affair.
Yeah, no doubt. Lions are favored in that game.
Shocking. Yeah. I looked at that last night. I'm like, am I reading that right?
Yep. It's... Vegas does not respect.
The Vikings get no respect whatsoever. None.
I don't know if you saw this on Football Outsiders, but the day before they put DVOA out, they highlight like 8 teams.
Yeah.
And one of them was the Vikings. And they showed all these key stats. Vikings are 20th in the league, 25th in the league, blah, blah, blah. And they said 9 out of 10 times, this is a 500 team.
Yeah.
And Vegas cares about that stuff.
They just keep finding ways to win.
Right. I mean, there's something to be said for that, too. There's no doubt. But Darrisaw's a big deal. I mean, their line is night and day difference when he's in there.
DeAndre Swift limited with an ankle injury on the other side of that matchup. This has just been constant with him.
Well, last week was the first time he was not on the injury report, and now he is.
Now he's back,
And he had his best game in a while, you know, and had a big share of the carries. The problem is Jamal Williams is obviously a problem. He gets
not going anywhere.
Right. Yeah. But the Jackson dude, now it's 3 guys.
Yeah.
And he got 10 touches or something last week. That's brutal. You can't live with that part.
No, you can't. Zay Jones with the chest was limited Wednesday. He was limited with that last week as well.
Mm-hmm.
Only had 17 yards last week. I think he had 7 targets in the game.
Okay. They just had a miserable showing.
They had a really bad, really bad day. Again, 7 targets I'll take all day long.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially for what you pay for him in DFS or all that stuff. You know, right. 7 targets is great.
Treylon Burks with a concussion for the Titans did not practice.
Oh, wow. It's late in the week not to be practicing.
You'd like him to start that clock, you know.
Is it even possible for him to play now?
It is. I mean, he could still come back tomorrow, get his...
And get cleared.
You know, get cleared by Saturday, but you don't like to see the guy still suffering
concussion
symptoms on Wednesday.
They need him.
Yeah. Quez Watkins with a shoulder was limited in practice on Wednesday.
Okay.
He matters.
He matters, yeah, especially with Goddard out. I mean, he could be our cheap DFS guy. You know, he's a good candidate for those type of things.
Yeah.
Big play.
Kenny Golladay with an illness. A full participant.
Wow.
For Kenny Golladay.
I mean, not that I have any interest fantasy-wise, but be nice to see some receiver last there a little while.
And Darius Slayton. It's all about Darius
Slayton.
He's
been good. He's been good,
David Njoku. For the Browns, was limited in practice on Wednesday. He's trying to come back from a knee injury.
I forget which blurb I read. They thought he'd be back, but we'll see.
Well, they thought he'd be back last week, too.
Last week, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that's a great matchup against the Bengals or not.
Against the Bengals, yeah. It's not ideal, but
yeah,
it depends how Watson plays.
Right.
Yeah.
David Bell, rookie wide receiver for the Browns. You haven't heard anything about him.
He's been playing more and more, but he doesn't do anything.
No, yeah.
He doesn't run well.
He has a thumb injury that limited him Wednesday. Yeah, he's like 4'7" guy like Keenan Allen, except he's not as good as Keenan
Allen. People loved him like, oh, he's like the next Keenan Allen. That's kind of an outlier.
Keenan Allen was good from the get-go.
Yes, and he was a better prospect.
Yeah. Richie James, of course, a Giants wide receiver, was limited Wednesday. Why wouldn't he be? He has a knee. What do you expect?
Yeah, right.
Nico Collins with a foot and Brandon Cooks with a calf did not practice Wednesday for Washington, and they've named Davis Mills the starter again.
They're never going to win another game.
Ever?
Well, I mean, I don't think Lovey's going to win another game there. This is as miserable as it gets.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you can use Pierce. I mean, especially this week. I mean, if they have no weapons, Pierce is going to get hit by 10 dudes every play.
Yeah. Do you pick up Chris Moore and start him if you're – I mean, remember, six teams on a bye this week.
Well, I know.
Somebody's got to catch the football.
So is he the clear one then if those two are out?
If those two are out, Chris Moore's the guy.
Yeah. I mean, he's like the only NFL receiver they have left. I mean, maybe he could be.
You get into mop-up duty what happened with the Dolphins when the Houston played the Dolphins a couple weeks ago. The Dolphins jump out to a 30-0 lead and then just coast the rest of the way, and it ends up 30-15.
Still got to play, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could convince me in DFS if he's super cheap and we do that tomorrow. I don't know if I can pick him up with waivers and put him in my starting lineup. I don't care how many teams
you might need to. Again, Bimageddon this week.
There are some crazy situations.
Corey Davis with an illness did not practice on Wednesday. I'm sure he was a hot pickup this week,
and then all
of a sudden he's not practicing.
It'd be good for Elijah Moore.
Yeah.
But Berrios exists in that offense, too.
Too many mouths to feed.
Yeah. And Wilson's going to be the one.
How about this? Mike Williams, limited on Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be a big deal for them.
That would be whoever has him, has been sitting on him now for weeks.
I haven't been in a ton of dynasty leagues, but you can absorb it in those 25-man roster stuff, but, I mean, he's been brutal this year.
Yeah, in, out, and not as brutal as Keenan Allen.
No, but, his only catch, he gets hurt on. You know, last time we saw the guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, do you start him right away if he's back? I think so.
Yeah.
Especially this week.
They're playing the Panthers,
He's
going to get
the
football, He's going to get the football. Travis Homer, with that knee injury, practiced on Wednesday, so he and DJ Dallas...
We think they're both going to split.
Yeah, well, Homer's probably the number one right now. Dallas also dealing with an ankle injury as well.
Yeah, right.
So,
I could see picking up either or both. You know,
now Seattle does not run the football this year. They're the exact you want to talk about it, making adjustments.
Yeah,
They've just gone completely away from their previous 3 years game plans,
which implies they like their quarterback better now.
It's amazing,
got to let Russ cook. Well, maybe he stinks. And the Pete Carroll has won a million games this league. He might have known it.
Got to let Geno cook.
He lets Geno cook.
Geno's pizzeria.
A good cook. Right. Geno's pizza rolls.
DJ Dallas did not practice today, so it is. I mean, Homer's the...
If it's one, I want him, and I'm starting him.
Yeah.
Because both those guys catch passes, too.
Absolutely.
But if it's clear that... Only one is of brand name guys. Because didn't they pick someone up?
Which
just implies that.
Just a dude.
DJ's not going
to
play.
Yeah, just a dude. They probably needed him just to practice this week. Mm-hmm. They weren't sure if Travis Homer's going to practice or not. He was limited, he practiced, but still.
You
need enough running backs to run a practice.
Yeah. You can't have the same guy take every rep.
Yeah. Michael Carter with that ankle injury, no longer on the Jets injury report. That's an interesting situation now.
It is. Maybe this is a leap of faith by me, but I think he is a plug-and-play starter. They seem to be really down on
Robinson.
And I think the Jags were too.
Coaching staffs hate James Robinson.
That's a couple staffs now, three staffs that haven't liked him.
I don't get it.
I don't quite get it, but he produces, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of am interested in Carter just put him in there as a starter.
I'd probably be more inclined to start him as a flex just to be safe. But yeah, in fact, it could wind up in a situation where he and Knight split carries or snaps, and they end up both being flexes.
Mm-hmm. You could. And Knight pretty not owned the backfield, but certainly had the portion you wanted last week.
Yeah, yeah. Kenneth Walker obviously not practicing this week.
That kills Ty Johnson, though.
Yeah. I mean, oh, yeah. He's Carter's not the receiving back. Joe Mixon practiced in form Wednesday. He has been cleared from concussion protocol.
Against the Browns, you're thrilled.
Juicy matchup.
Yeah, that's great. The P. Ryan stuff was nice, but I mean, Mixon.
You'd rather have Mixon. Yeah.
If you're the Mixon owner. Like,
now you wonder, though, does P. Ryan have more of a role given what he's done?
He's always been the third down back.
I know, but they were throwing the ball more to Mixon this year.
Yes.
I think Piron's a better receiver than Mixon.
I know he's better in protection. Not that Mixon's bad, but they rave about Piron in protection.
Yeah. So
he's going to have a role.
That leads me to believe that Mixon's, instead of playing 75% of the snaps as he had been doing, maybe play 60.
Yeah. I would think he's a perfect candidate, too, is if they get a big lead. We trust P. Ryan. Why don't you sit down?
Yeah. We need you for down. We need you for the stretch.
Yeah, we plan on
winning
the whole thing here, you know.
Yeah.
But you're thrilled you have him. I mean, if you owned him, that's the news one to hear for this week.
Absolutely. Hayden Hurst with the cap injury did not practice on Wednesday.
Tight ends are barren, but, you know, he could have been maybe useful for a lot of people.
Yeah. We got the designations for the Rams game. Rams Raiders tomorrow. John Wolford, questionable. To
Do
play
we think
against
Baker's
the Raiders.
Going to start? Has there been any news in the last 24
Could be
hours?
Bryce Perkins.
Guess it could, yeah.
We saw what that looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Could Baker be any worse than what Bryce Perkins was against?
No, I mean.
Bryce Perkins threw for like 80 yards.
Right. I mean, he couldn't complete passes.
Yeah. That was ugly.
Yeah.
Aaron Donald will not play this week.
That's going to be a tough watch.
That's going to be run. Yeah.
I mean, I know Akers kind of took over that backfield, but I don't know if that's the plan. You know, I mean, early down guy on a bad offense, that's a terrible recipe for fantasy.
How about this one? Henry Anderson, who's been out since week 6 because of a medical condition.
He's Cardinal now. I was thinking where he's at.
With the Panthers.
No, he traded to the Cardinals.
He's listed as being with the Panthers.
Anderson?
Henry line? Anderson. No, this is a defensive line. This isn't fantasy relevant. This is,
okay.
You're thinking of Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, I'm like, this name's not Harry, though. It's an
this
Anderson
just struck me.
Traded,
so I don't know why it's on the Roto, NBC Sports Edge fantasy stuff here. Henry Anderson said he suffered a minor stroke.
Wow.
Defensive lineman. Like, what's up with guys having strokes at these young ages? Teddy Bruschi had that happen to him. Like,
wow. I don't have any clue, but wow, that's scary.
Yeah.
He's had a decent career. I know you're talking about now. He's like a 3-4 end, was a Jet for a while.
Trevor Lawrence, with a toe injury, said he expects to play in week 14 against the Titans. I am shocked that was just a toe injury.
That was gruesome.
Oh,
that was
he got bent over. He got folded backwards. Like,
I'm shocked. I don't think he practiced today, though.
No.
Okay.
He did not, but he's planning on playing.
He's planning on playing. Is he going to run much? I don't know how thrilled I am to start him this week.
They're playing the Titans.
Playing the Titans, and there's a lot of quarterbacks on bye. I mean, it might be the move.
Yeah. But, man, when I saw that injury, I'm like, oh, he's done for the year.
Yeah. It looked really bad.
Christian McCaffrey limited on Wednesday. That's probably just going to be something that happens moving forward.
Yeah.
Debo Samuel also limited, as was Nick Bosa, who has a hamstring injury.
Okay. That sounds like, hey, let's rest all our real stars.
Yeah.
Is what that sounds like.
Yeah. I think Bosa's the lead candidate for Defensive Player of the Year. But what do I know?
I think it's him and Parsons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ghost has been unbelievable.
Kyle Shanahan's saying today that there's a way outside chance that Jimmy Garoppolo is able to return for the playoffs.
Yeah, I heard that. That this isn't quite as bad as we originally thought
It's just a broken foot.
Okay.
They didn't have the Liz Frank injury at all.
Yeah.
You
hate the Liz Frank word. You know, that's always bad. I don't know. I mean, a lot of people out there broken a foot. Isn't it usually like 6 weeks in a cast?
Yeah, and then you got to get back, acclimated to, playing football again. But interesting.
Right. I mean,
there's,
keep
what,
that
five,
door open.
5 weeks left in the season?
If you don't know this answer, don't worry about it. But is there any chance Lance is back this year?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, we would have heard that by now, but I don't think so.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, if they can get through this and win –
Yeah.
I mean,
they're probably going to go to the playoffs.
They're in the NFC. They got to win two more games to get to the playoffs.
That
they'll would get
them
9 wins. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they'll do that with this guy.
And then, you got to probably win a first round game.
against Jimmy even be in the process.
Maybe
right?
Maybe you get, hey, you're gonna go play Tampa Bay in the first round. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Or you're hosting a game against like Washington.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably gonna win the division.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Right.
Ronnie Stanley returned to practice on Wednesday with that ankle injury for the Ravens. Obviously, Lamar Jackson did not participate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He will not be playing this
week. Sounds like Stanley might play. Have you gotten any Dobbins news?
I don't see anything here about J.K. Dobbins, but he's on IR, so they don't have to comment.
Good point. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but...
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
Say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I wouldn't plug him in the lineup, though.
Yeah.
I mean... I don't know. If he's active, is he going to be their lead back? I assume so, but is that a good thing for fantasy? Yeah. Right.
Deontay Foreman did not practice on Wednesday. He's dealing with a foot injury. He's been dealing with that for a couple weeks now. Mm-hmm. I think you're just...
He just takes a beating.
He's a heavy workload, high workload guy.
Yeah. That, I mean, he's an RB2, don't you think, this week?
Yeah.
I mean, he gets a lot.
They're playing Seattle. You can run on Seattle.
Mm-hmm. No, he wouldn't worry me.
Teron Armstead with that peck injury did not practice Wednesday.
I mean, he's been hurt the last 5 years.
Nathaniel Hackett said it's not looking good for him to return. He said it's not looking good for Courtland Sutton with that hamstring injury to play in week 14 against the Chiefs.
Was Judy back?
Judy's back.
Okay. And I think it's good for the tight end.
Dulcich, yeah.
I mean, it's a... horrific offense, of course, but Sutton was the only thing close to being usable. Maybe that's Judy now.
Ugh.
Yuck. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In other words, fire up the Chiefs defense is the...
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill said his ankle is okay after he suffered a new ankle injury in week 13.
Okay.
It's okay.
I mean, he's hard to use too, but fair enough. I mean, you might need him for this week.
Greg Dortch... This is one of those ones where they only let you out to see the practice. Mm-hmm. Greg Dortch with a thumb injury was seen at practice on Wednesday, while Rondell Moore, who's dealing with a groin injury, was not.
My perception of that, especially now with Marquise and Hopkins back, is Dortch is only Moore's handcuff.
Yeah.
So if Moore's in, Dortch has no value. If he doesn't,
if Moore doesn't play, now Dortch is playable. Yeah.
They always have three receivers on the field. So... don't even consider him if Moore is going to play.
Yeah. Not good news on the Odell Beckham front.
Nothing's happening, right?
Nothing's happening. He went to did you see the stories out of Dallas? And there were some leaks that came out that Dallas had some concerns about his knee after having their doctors look at it.
I knew they had some concerns about signing him. I didn't know it was medical.
Yeah.
He may be just shut down for the year then.
Yeah. The word out of Dallas was they didn't think he would be ready to play until maybe late January.
Wow. And from what I understand, they were talking about this on the broadcast a lot. He's not coming there to sign a deal for the year. He wants like a 2-year deal some security.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you write that contract up. Or
to a 30-year-old receiver
who hasn't played, right. And
who hasn't been Odell Beckham in 5 years.
Right. I mean, does that mean you have to cut Zeke? And yeah, I mean, I don't know that that's a good move anymore.
Because I'm sure he's not going to take,
He's not going to take a prove it
deal, yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's Odell Beckham. That's a tough sign.
Patrick Mahomes said he suffered a bruised foot in week 13.
All right.
You saw him limping around a little bit.
Yeah, right. You could tell he was hobbling.
So, but he'll play.
I'm sure he'll be just fine.
Yeah. Kadarius Toney.
Wow.
Limited in practice on Wednesday with that hamstring injury. Could we see a Kadarius Toney sighting this week?
I'm still infatuated. I can't help myself. I mean, Andy Reid with that skill set, I just think could be fun. Maybe not for fantasy, but I want to see him as a
you
chief.
You just can't quit him.
I can't, especially after the trade. I mean, like, you give Andy Reid that toy, that's exciting.
He's your cowboy.
I also have been Odell, I've been sitting on in some leagues, you know, right? Some of those guys, you just got to not let them clog your roster.
Is this good news or bad news for Alvin Kamara? Mark Ingram out for the season.
I just saw that. Has to be good news. The Kamara usage is mind-boggling to me.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Because, even worse, this staff sat there for years and watched Sean Payton use him masterfully and win games left and right. And he doesn't look bad to me. They just don't use him at all.
Yeah. It's amazing. That, like, again, they're in two-minute situations, and they've got Mark Ingram out there, not Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
And then they throw Mark Ingram the football.
I mean, in my main league, there was like four backs. I knew I was picking like ninth. And I didn't care really if I got Kamara, Swift, Barkley. I ended up with Kamara and Swift. There was a handful of them. Like, I'll get two of these around the corner. He's been one of the worst picks in the draft. I mean, not to mention I overslept one Sunday when he was at 8:55. He was ruled inactive, even though he was fine.
One
overseas.
Too many bourbons on Saturday night.
I'll just watch this one on, you know, DVR, catch up through the commercials. I got a zero for Kamara. But you have to start them. Those are the worst kind. You'd rather be out for the year because you start them every week and nobody uses them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brutal.
Did you see the Von Miller news?
He's out for the year?
Out for the year. It was a torn ACL.
I guess they didn't know that till now? Or just didn't want to tell them?
Well, I mean, I think when you have swelling like that, you have to wait. And they probably, when they went in,
saw how bad it really was.
Yeah, because he was getting a procedure done, and the surgeons go in and they find out that the ACL's torn.
Well, that stinks as a fan because I wanted to watch him in the playoffs or Super Bowl.
It also stinks for them for next year.
Yeah, it's pretty late in the process for a guy. They gave him a lot of money, like too much.
Yeah.
Which I get if you're going to go in the Super Bowl, but wow, that's a big deal.
That's a blow.
I mean, I hope it's not a Ronnie Stanley situation, you know what I mean, where you sign him and then you're stuck.
Cameron Brate with an illness did not practice on Wednesday, but Kate Otten's their number one now.
Brady went to him time and time again when it mattered most. Yeah, I mean, they were short, but he looks good. He moves well. Right.
He's definitely important. And caught a touchdown pass. He's fantasy viable.
Yeah. No doubt. I think he had like 8 or 9 targets.
Yeah. Well, here you go with the Zonovan Knight news. Robert Sala said, Zonovan Knight is not going anywhere when Michael Carter returns to the lineup.
Okay.
So that's not the news that you wanted to hear.
No, but those folks that picked up Knight maybe are still using him.
Yeah.
Apparently they like him.
But he's not going to get – he's going to end up getting 10 touches.
Yeah,
Michael Carter's going to get 10 touches.
You said this off the air, and I think you're right. That now smells more like a 50-50 split.
Yeah, which is what you don't want.
Right.
Yeah. Tua with an ankle limited in the early portion of this week. He's expected to play, but –
I think Waddle's fighting something, too.
Yeah, I mean, so they've got some issues.
That game was not real pleasant for the Dolphins.
No.
Who are they playing again?
They are playing the Chargers.
Okay. Could be a fun game.
Yeah.
Especially if Mike Williams plays, and, you know.
Darren Waller is on track to come off injured reserve for week 15 against the Patriots, which would mean he would then play.
He's on a bye now?
No, they play Thursday night.
Oh, they play Thursday. Okay, so he's not playing this week.
Yeah.
If you have him and you've been stashing him, you'd be thrilled.
You've got nothing out of
Darren
Waller.
Nothing. He's one of the worst picks.
Kyle Pitts got you more this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, both were tragic picks, though.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you haven't been starting Waller this whole time.
Ugh.
Man, you were counting on him, and you didn't have a good backup plan, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He'll help the Raiders, though. He didn't even look great since he's been here. Right. He's older than people think, too.
Right. He was.
He came out.
He was a Raven.
Guy,
for a while before everything.
He was in college a long time.
Yeah, I mean, that's Wayne Gallman was the running back that the Seahawks claimed.
Okay.
Just a guy.
The typical Wayne Gallman.
Just a guy.
His whole career, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the basically your injury report for this week.
The bye is the biggest problem.
The bye is the big issue.
Yeah, I have some teams like, whoa, I got to pick up somebody. You know,
it's
just anyone that plays.
While we're doing this fantasy football, focus, this being the last week of the regular season, I know a lot of leagues out there have the consolation bracket.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully your playoffs didn't start this week because there are some goofy teams.
Yeah, if you didn't realize that and bump everything back.
Jonathan Taylor's out. Yeah. Oh, great.
But the consolation bracket.
Yeah, like the toilet bowl.
Teams that are in the consolation round and not in the regular playoffs should not make waiver moves.
Mm. Interesting. Yeah, that's probably true.
You're out of it. You're out of it. You've got what you once your regular season ends and you are not in the playoffs, do not then start picking guys up off. Let the teams who are actually in the playoffs that matter make the roster moves.
But what if there's a prize for the consolation winner?
I don't care.
I might fight you on
care
that one.
Because you are not in the playoffs.
If six teams go to the playoffs and six teams don't,
if there's a prize for the consolation, then if you have a prize for the consolation round or bracket in your fantasy league, then put all your teams in the damn playoffs.
There shouldn't be a prize. Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on league rules, though. Like, hypothetical, we're in a league together.
Yes.
I have an outside chance of going, but I have a pretty good team. You know what I mean? I've won a lot of games. I've scored a lot of points, but my record's not wonderful, and I'm in a tough division. If the winner of the toilet bowl gets $50 or pat on the head, whatever, I'm not going to start garbage dudes.
You can't.
I mean, I only have one defense on my roster. If it's a terrible matchup.
I'm in the playoffs.
Right.
And my two quarterbacks get hurt in the same week, and you pick up the quarterback that I was going to pick up, and I have nobody to start at quarterback. I got to start.
But why is that different? Than
Marcus Mariota, I mean, because it's the playoffs.
Yeah,
I don't have a serious problem with that.
I guess it depends how your waivers are structured too. If the worst teams get to pick things up, and you have no chance, and you're picking up the hot guys, I think that's brutal. But if all I'm trying to do is put a defense out there that's not the Texans or whatever, I'm going to make a move.
It's a toilet bowl.
Yeah.
I just you're not in the playoffs.
Right.
If you want your consolation bracket to matter, then put all your teams in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know,
I haven't thought about that much, but I understand you. I mean, like, my main league, there isn't a consolation, and it actually costs real money to make a roster move.
Yeah.
And I just got eliminated this week, so I'm done. I mean, even if I take a zero at my defense.
Now, I would make moves this week.
Yeah.
Because I could still affect who makes the playoffs.
Right.
But I'm not making
but
moves.
But hypothetical, I'm thinking about the league we're in together. My tight ends are decimated, so I'm going to cut Derek Carr because I have hurts. I mean, I did that last night or whatever.
Yeah.
So at this minute, I have one quarterback, Hurts, who I plan on starting the rest of the way.
Right.
But what if he blows out his ankle this week? I'm just not going to take a zero at quarterback the rest of the year.
But there's the consolation bracket doesn't matter.
But what if it did?
It doesn't. If it did, then you're running your league wrong.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah. I mean, I guess it comes down to those type of things.
You know,
I know you're not in Dynasty, but this is a big Dynasty thing.
I don't have a problem with picking up guys in Dynasty.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the problem is that most guys are already in Dynasty leagues.
Absolutely.
Because you've got a 25-man roster or a 30-man roster or whatever it is.
But
anybody who emerges now is somebody who somebody cut at some point during the season. Mm-hmm. Oh, and he's got a role now. Like,
yeah.
You know.
But where I was going with this is might be an aspect you don't know about Dynasty is people tank like crazy. You know, like, there's two leagues that I'm terrible in. I traded Kamara. I traded Barkley. My team's really bad. I have a ton of draft picks. And there's one team I'm 0-12 with, and I don't even compete week to week. And that's not uncommon in Dynasty because I was 0-5. I'm like, take all my good dudes, I win picks. But what's nice about that league is this year in particular, Bijan Robinson, who we talked about next week, he's going to be the first pick in every Dynasty league times 1,000, like Saquon was.
Yeah.
But I'm not guaranteed the first overall pick. Whoever wins the toilet bowl gets the first overall pick. So I'll probably end up with the second pick because you can tank so bad,
right?
That you know, like, it's almost a little too unfair. Like, you get Lemieux or LeBron, you know what I mean? So there's some leagues like that.
Well, that sounds like a flaw in your league, then.
In a way, I kind of like
anything
that. Though. I'm sorry. This is how it goes. Whoever wins
tanking,
the toilet bowl
gets the first pick.
Does not get the first pick. Oh. They get an extra first round pick. There's 13 picks. They get the 13th pick.
But
so
see, Dynasty's different because
Dynasty is different
because you're carrying those players over to the next year.
Yeah.
I'm talking about single standalone leagues.
Yeah.
That you know.
And this year's just a total donation to me.
Yeah.
You know, I have no chance of winning because I was 0-5 and dumped all my good dudes. Yeah. But there is a reward in the toilet bowl if they get a nice pick. They get the 13th overall pick. They don't get the first. That'd be too good.
But you also have a much bigger roster than
massive.
That.
Right.
I mean, you're not, you shouldn't need to pick guys up.
No, I have four quarterbacks.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Five,
Daniel Jones,
five tight ends. Your fifth tight end might stink, but if the other four are hurt, you can play.
Yeah.
There's nobody on your waiver wire in a dynasty league at this point.
No. Right, exactly. People are picking up, you know, some of these quarterbacks.
Like DJ Dallas is owned. Travis Homer is owned in a dynasty league.
And if not, everyone's putting all their money in for it this week. You know, right. No, I hear you. This does get a little hairy sometimes this time of year.
But there's not that would tick me off if I'm like going into the championship game and somebody I'm in the toilet bowl. Well, you're not getting anything for playing in the toilet bowl. Why are you taking this tight end that I need to play this week?
The only thing I'd fight you on is what if you do get something in the toilet bowl?
I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, if there's a nice reward I'm going to try to win it.
Again, if you have a reward for your toilet bowl,
well, then that's a league flaw.
Then you should just let everybody into the playoffs.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Okay.
There's not a play.
I think we basically agree on
there's not a playoff for the teams that didn't make the playoffs.
right.
Sorry, you didn't. There's no consolation prize here.
Yeah.
Consolation prize is making the playoffs and making the team that finished second gets the consolation prize.
Yeah.
Not the team that finished seventh or eighth.
Right. Just because you beat all the bad teams.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it should be to me, but there are some leagues that reward for the toilet bowl, which I think is dumb.
Poor leagues.
Yeah. We both agree on that.
Absolutely. Anyways, that's going to do
I'm
it for today's show.
Pick your guy up when you're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Did you miss any of our show today? You can download full episodes of all of our SNR podcast shows, such as The Drive, In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks, The Steelers Blitz with Wes and Motes, The Steelers Standard with Tom and Jacob, as well as many more. They're all available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. That's going to do it for us, for my partner Matt Williamson, for Jacob Recht and Brian LaMartina keeping us on the air. We're so good we need two people to keep us on the air. I'm Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.